Okay, fantastic. All right, so we're going to be get going with the second shir. Amir Tashem will go for a half an hour, and then we'll conclude with a final shir with Rabbi Yagoda Shlita with on Halachos of the Yomei Bein HaMetzarim. So this shir that we'll be learning together now are some ideas that that I put together B'siyat B'Shemaya from some of the great tzaddikim, from the great Hasidic masters from the generations. And I'm going to share with you my screen over here so that anybody can follow along if you're interested. We'll learn inside a little bit and some beautiful ideas on the Yomei Bein HaMetzarim. I also shared a link in the chat if you want to download the Makaros and learn them a little bit more about you. So the title of this Chabura is Batzar Hirchav Tali. Batzar Hirchav Tali from Pasuk in Tilim Perek Dalet. Literally translated as, in the narrowness, you widened for me. These days, the days of the Bein HaMetzarim, take their name from the Pasuk in Tilim, excuse me, from the Pasuk in Megillas Eicha, excuse me, where the Navi Yirmiyah says in Megillas Eicha, Kol Rodfei Sigua Bein HaMetzarim, and it's during these times that all of our oppressors, all of our chasers, caught us, they trapped us, they're masig us, they chapped us during these Bein HaMetzarim, between the straits, between the narrow places. And that's why these days are called the Yemei Bein HaMetzarim, because these are days that we feel very trapped, we feel very stuck in the reality of Golus that came about as a result of the Churban Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and the Churban Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, and then going back to the days of the Midbar, the Chet HaEgel on Shiva Sabat Tammuz, and the Chet HaMeraglim, on Tisha B'Av. Those were not the same year. Those were a year apart. Chet HaEgel was obviously right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, and a few months after Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Tisha B'Av was after the Chet HaMeraglim, 1 year and 3 weeks later. But this time is a time that we feel very trapped, we feel very stuck, we feel very broken. In this world of gullus, this world of Chorban, this world of brokenness. However, what we're going to focus on now is some ideas from Hasidic masters, which give us a really different spin and a really different take on this time. That while, even though it is a time of brokenness, it's a time of pain, it's a time of sadness, it's a time of yearning of what we lost and feeling the anguish, feeling the tsar, feeling the stress of the world of Chorban, like is very, very typical of the tzaddikim of Hasidus, they reveal to us an inner light, an inner goodness, an inner hope, an inner positivity that we can really take from this time. And unlike in maybe other schools of thought, which may accentuate the pain and may accentuate the darkness, which is very important. We do need to feel the reality of Gullus. We do need to feel the reality of Chorban. But in Hasidus, that's not the end. That's not the end game. The end game is to see even the light within that darkness. And that's going to be some of the ideas that we're going to focus and learn about from some of the great tzaddikim. So when we learn any Torah of Hasidus, we always go back to the one who revealed the light of Hasidus from the very, very beginning, Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, who brings down, and it's brought down in his name, the Sefer Baal Shem Tov Al HaTorah. Baal Shem Tov Al HaTorah was not written by the Baal Shem Tov. It's a likud, it's a compendium of ideas from the Baal Shem Tov, from many, many different svarim that were all put together in Baal Shem Tov Al HaTorah. So at the very end, there's a few ideas on the Chamish Megillos, and over there in the section on Megillas Eicha, he quotes this pasuk, Kol Rodfei Sigua Bein HaMetzarim, and he says, Abal Shem Tov HaKadosh Omer Al HaPasuk Kol Rodfei Sigua Bein HaMetzarim, that all who chased after, again, the simple meaning of the pasuk is all who were chasing after Klal Yisrael caught us, and we were trapped always during this zone, in this time, or in this period in history, or this period during the year, we were always trapped, right? We were trapped, we were stuck, we were oppressed, we were broken by anybody who chased after us. However, by the Tzaddikim, Baal Shem Tov said, Mipnei Sheyam Elu Hem Yemei Shvira, their days of brokenness, V'sitra Achra, Rachman Alatzan Gober, and days of a lot of negative spiritual energy, the Sitra Achra, the Satan, a lot of negative energy coming against us. U'mi Shevizchazek B'Hashem B'Yamim Elu Mizgaber Al Yetzer Hara. But a person who's able, in this darkness, in this pain, in this time of brokenness, in this time of despair, this time of Chorban, a person who's able to overcome the darkness, overcome the negativity, overcome the pain and the anguish, and use that as a time for cheshbon nefesh, to look into our lives and look into our own behaviors and our own what's going on in our lives, specifically in the area of Yisod, Shmiras Habris, Masig Hashchina Biyoser Biyamim Ha'ilu. A person has the ability to encounter God much, much in a much more powerful way during these times, because it's so dark, because of the negativity, because of the brokenness. And if we can push through that darkness and dedicate ourselves to Hashem and overcome our challenges in Kedusha, our challenges in our Yetzer Hara, our challenges in the world around us, overcome that darkness, then what's awaiting us is an incredible closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zebara l'mish mashgiach, b'zeh b'yam me'ilu, b'zeh gam kin perish, im totzi yekar mizolel, that we can bring out a great yekar, a great dearness, a great wealth from the zolel, from this time of disgrace. So already the Baal Shem Tov is showing us the great potential that we can bring out of these days. And if we continue on this theme, the Avodas Yisrael, I brought some of the svarim just to show you the svarim. Not so necessary. And the Avodas Yisrael is the Kashrut Tzur Magid. And the Kashrut Tzur Magid, a grand Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. The Kashrut Tzur Magid brings down in not this week's parsha, but in next week's parsha, Parsha's Maaseh. He quotes some of the ideas that we're going to learn are directly connected to the parshios that we're going to read during the 3 weeks, during the Bina Mitzarim, which basically every year, more or less, it's the same. You have this week is Parsha's Pinchas, which is very often, if not always, falls out during the 3 weeks. Matos Maaseh, which always, for sure, fall out during the 3 weeks. And Devarim, the first parasha of Chumash Devarim, also always falls out during the 3 weeks. That's going to be the Shabbos of Parsha's Chazon, where the Haftorah, Chazon Yishayahu, it's a vision of Chorban. And the name of the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av is the Shabbos Chazon, with that vision, the vision of Chorban. But the end of that vision is the rebuilding that comes after the Chorban. Be it as it may, so in next week's parsha, next week is a double parsha, Matos Maaseh. So the second, it's the longest lane of the entire year, the double parsha, Matos Maaseh. Next week, buckle your seatbelts. So Parshas Maaseh, the beginning of Parshas Maaseh speaks about the Masa'ot, the journeys of the Jewish people. And the Kashrut Tzur Magid says over here, Vihine, we always read Parshas Maaseh during the Yemei Beinah Mitzarim. And the Yemei Beinah Mitzarim are 3 weeks, and 3 weeks are broken down to 21 days. And he says those 21 days are, like Rashi says, if you take during those 21 days, we have 21 daytimes and 21 night times. Right, 21 day periods and 21 night periods, which comes together, adds them up, you have 42 periods of time, right? Every day is its defined, distinct time period, and every night is its distinct time period. And so you have 42 distinct time periods. The Kashrut Tzur Magid says that just like in Parshas Maaseh, where the Torah records the 42 journeys from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, the 42 stops the Jewish people took from when we left Galus Mitzrayim, when we left that reality of slavery, and all of the journeys that we took during those 40 years to get to Eretz Yisrael, culminating in arriving here in Eretz Yisrael, and the end of the Torah and the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, there are 42 journeys. And the Kashrut Tzur Magid said that specifically during this time period, from Shivas Arba Tammuz to Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, 21 days, makes 42 time periods, 42 day-night periods. And the Kashrut Tzur Magid says Kineged mem beiz masol shetzarich la'avor bein ha'matzarim b'kam masol l'takin ha'kol l'avod az Hashem. Because it's this time that so powerfully correlates to that fundamental journey of the Jewish people. That fundamental journey of going from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, of going from Golus to Geula. It's this time period that we must travel through, that we must go through. It's hard. It's hard to go through pain. It's hard to look our challenge, look our adversity in the eyes. But the Jewish people, as a people, every single year have to go through this time. There's a story that's brought down. Some dispute if it's really historically true. But even if it's not historically true, it's so powerful. The story goes that in the 1700s, when the great Napoleon was taking over the world from the mighty French Empire. When Napoleon was taking over the world, I believe, according to the story, he made it to the city of Cairo. And he made it to the city of Cairo, and he made it to the great synagogue of Cairo. I believe it's a famous synagogue, great synagogue of Cairo. And he went in, and he walked inside, and he saw that the lights were off, and everybody was sitting on the floor with candles. And he asked, what's going on here? What's going on in this glorious temple, this glorious synagogue? Everybody's sitting on the floor within this dark, somber mood, candles. Where's the glory? What's going on here? And he said, these are the Jewish people. And today is the 9th of Av. Today is their day of mourning. Today is their day of recounting the destruction of their great temple. And Napoleon said, I don't know what you're talking about. What destruction of a temple? I'm the most powerful person in the world. I didn't hear of any destruction of any temple. And they said, no, you don't understand. This destruction of the temple happened 1700 years ago. And Napoleon was, his jaw dropped, as the story goes, and he was totally in shock. And he said, you mean to tell me that these people are sitting on the floor crying over the destruction of a temple 1700 years ago? That's mind-boggling. And they said, yes, the Jews every year, they reconnect, they feel the pain of the destruction and their exile that happened to them 1700 years ago. And Napoleon turned around and he said to them, a nation that can feel their pain from 1700 years ago can be guaranteed that they will have a very strong and bright future. That to the extent that a people can be so connected to the pain of their past and willing to not just let go of that pain, but to really hold on to it, that's a guarantee that they will be able to work through it and make it into a beautiful, bright future. And that's what the Kazan Magid over here is saying, that if we travel through these 42 time periods of the 3 weeks, 21 days, 21 nights, and we go through this time, that's the journey of Klal Yisrael. That's the journey of the Jewish people going from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. And the Kazan Magid then continues, and he says, "V'kfar hikdim lanu adoneinu moreinu rabbeinu." He quotes his Rebbe. His Rebbe is the Magid of Mizrich, Rav Dov Ber of Mizrich, who was a Talmud Muvak of the Baal Shem Tov. So therefore, the Avodas Yisrael of Yisrael, the Kazan Magid of Yisrael, Kuznets is the Grand Talmud, right? The Baal Shem Tov, and his Talmud is the Mizrich Magid, and his Talmud, he had many Talmudim. One of them is this Avodas Yisrael. So this idea is from the middle, from the second of the great tzaddikim, the Mizritcher Magid, and he said again in that pasuk, like the Baal Shem Tov said in Eicha Aleph Gimel, Kol Reid Faisigoha Bein Hamitzarim. All who chase after him, will catch up to him. Bein Hamitzarim, between the straits. But he said, "Hainu kol mi sherodef lahamlich esabore." Anybody who's running to make God the king, yuchal lahasig yosher dafka b'yam ma'ilu bein hamitzarim. That it's this time that if we bring God into our consciousness, if we bring God into our hearts and our minds, when it's harder, when we're feeling more adversity, more difficulty, more pain, it's this time that we can dafka bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives, both personally and nationally, in a very, very, very powerful and potent way. We'll continue with an idea and a theme that will develop, beginning with the Bnei Yisrael, The great sefer of Pnimius of Chassidus, which goes through not based on the parshios of the Torah, but goes through the months and the holidays of the year. Very, very special, beautiful, very profound, very, very fundamental sefer of Hasidic philosophy. The sefer B'nai Yisachar. He goes through all the months of the year and all the holidays. And over here in the chapter that focuses on the 3 weeks, he says the following. He says, Yitzayin b'Tamuz nishtaber aluchos, the Gemara says. That on the 17th of Tamuz, we know the nishtaber aluchos, we know that the Ten Commandments, the tablets that Moshe brought down from our Sinai, were smashed, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu came down and he saw the Chet HaEgel, he saw the golden calf of the 17th of Tamuz, that was the day that the tablets were destroyed. But says Tzvi Elimelech of Dinam, says the B'nai Yisachar, Velo b'mikre hu yud zayin daika b'gematria tov. This is something so Hasidic, so beautiful. He says that the 17th of Tamuz, which is going to be in 2 days from now, or really here in Israel, tomorrow night is already the 17th of Tamuz. Right now we're beginning the 16th. Tomorrow night is going to be the 17th. The fast will begin on Thursday morning, but the night begins Wednesday night. And the 17th of Tammuz, 17 is the Gematria Tov. Tov, which is 9 and 6 and 2, makes 17, right? 9 and 6 and 2 makes 17. That the 17th of Tammuz is the Gematria of Tov. And what does Tov mean? Tov means good. Tov means the goodness. Says the B'nai Yisachar that this is the good day of Tammuz. What is the meaning that it's the good day of Tammuz? The meaning that it's the good day of Tammuz is the following. He quotes the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says, Mivnei ma ein tes b'dibros harishonos. If you look through the first 10 commandments, in Parshas Yisro, the Torah, in the text of the Ten Commandments, the letter Tet does not appear. And the Gemara wonders, why does the letter Tet not appear in the Ten Commandments? And the Gemara says, Mipnei, the Gemara says, like you can see right here, Gemara Baba Kama Daf No Dalet, because God knew that those Ten Commandments were going to be broken. That the Tet, which represents Tov, right? Like in Ashrei, the letter Tet is Tov Hashem. God is good, right? Tet is corresponds to the word Tov, goodness. And the letter Tet is left out of the first 10 commandments. Why? Because he didn't want goodness to become broken. And therefore, Al-Kain Ein Bem Tesrak B'luchos Shnios Lomar Shekol Ila Anyanim Tov LiYisrael. That goodness, even though during these 3 weeks we're going to bring about a time of Beit HaMitzarim, time of narrowness, a time of adversity and difficulty and pain, a time of Chorban and destruction, and we're going to go through this painful time. But Shalom Pasak HaTov, the goodness never stops. The goodness did not run out. And that's why even we begin this time period, the 17th of Tammuz, is the day of Tov. 17 is the day of Tov. That this is a day of Tov because really, even though it's painful, and even though it's difficult, and even though it's challenging, and even though we go through our shortcomings as a people, which brought about the Chorban, right? The first Beis HaMikdash, Kilaraz Shvichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah, and the second Beis HaMikdash, Sinas Chinam, and also Shelo Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, we didn't properly respect Torah, and all the different things that brought about Chorban, and the pain of exile and destruction, the Romans, the Babylonians, the Romans, and 2,000 years of wandering, and all the difficulties, and we're going to face it, and we're going to feel that pain. But we also know that underneath it all is goodness, is Hashem's goodness and Hashem's compassion and Hashem's love of the Jewish people. And therefore, we begin this time on the day of Tov. And he continues by quoting the Arizal, that the Arizal said that on that day, on the 17th of Tammuz, which became a very, very hard day from that moment of the sin of the golden calf, which was really led by Aaron, who was taken kind of hostage by the Jewish people. But Aaron said, "Vayomer chag l'Hashem machar." Aaron said, "There's going to be a holiday for God tomorrow," and Arizal said, Aaron was really saying something prophetic. And he was really saying tomorrow, not necessarily the next calendar day after the 70th of Tammuz, but he's saying that there's going to be a holiday for God in the future. Meaning he was prophesizing that this time period, starting with the 17th of Tammuz, which we're going to discuss a little bit more, in the future is going to be transformed to a holiday, to days of unbelievable goodness, unbelievable sweetness and joy. And Aaron already prophesied that on the 17th of Tammuz during the episode of the golden calf, during the episode of the Chet HaEgel. And the Bnei Yisrael, we're going to get back to that idea soon, but the Bnei Yisrael continues and he says that we always read these parashios, right? We finished Chukas Baruch, we did it last week, and we read Matos and Maaseh, and basically the halacha is, so we end up during the 3 weeks, we read Matos, Maaseh, Dvarim, and Pinchas. And he says, why do we always read these parashios during this time? Pinchas, Matos, Maaseh, and Dvarim? Because Lazek Korin Eila Parshios Tamin Biyamei Bein HaMitzarim Lahoros Havtachli Yisrael. Because we're going to read in this week's Parsha and next week's Parsha and the Parsha after that, these Parshios during the 3 weeks, when the Parsha always represents the essence of the week, and you know what we're going to read about? The promise of the Jewish people, Le'ela Tichalei Ka'aretz Gamkein. That for these people, meaning the Jewish people and the tribes, we will give out the land. The Torah in these parashios is going to focus on the settling of the land of Israel. Now that's strange. These are parashios of exile, parashios of distance from the land of Israel, parashios of Chorban, of destruction of the Jewish empire. And we're going to be focusing on the settling of the land of Israel, says the Bnei Yisrael. Yes, absolutely. Because yes, it's true that there's pain. Yes, it's true that there's difficulty. But all of that pain, all of that difficulty, we know culminates, ends with the grand finale of resettling the land of Israel, of returning to the land of Israel, of having the Jewish people once again firm and settling and establishing the land of Israel. That's why we always make sure to even read Parshas Pinchas, Gam Parshas Pinchas Ne'amar Kol HaMoadim, right? And because Pinchas, as we're going to continue over here. So that's from the Sefer Bnei Yisrael. We're going to continue from the Sefer Oyv Yisrael, the Achter Rav, one of the great early Hasidic masters, who says the following. Says unbelievable idea. We'll say it outside because we're almost finished with time. Says the Achter Rav. Says the Sefer Oyv Yisrael, one of the classic beautiful Sefer Hasidus. He says, why is it that many, if not most, years we always have Parshas Pinchas during the 3 weeks? And he says like this, because as we said earlier, the 3 weeks is made up of 21 days. The 21 days from the 17th of Tammuz to the 9th of Av. And says the Oyv Yisrael so beautifully. You know what we're going to read in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Pinchas? We're going to read the Parshas HaMoados, the section of the Torah, one of the sections of the Torah, which goes through all of the holidays. And this section, there's a few times we go through the holidays in Parshas in Parshas Mishpatim, we mention the holidays, and then in Parshas Emor, we mention the holidays, and then in Dvar, in Parshas Re'eh, we mention the holidays. But in Parshas Pinchas, it's the most extensive list of holidays. It includes Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Pesach and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Says the Oyv Yisrael something absolutely profound. Ready for this? You know how many days of holidays you get based on the list of holidays listed in Parshas Pinchas? Take a wild guess. How many days?
17.
It's 42? More than 17. What?
42.
Not 42. Cut it in half.
21.
21, that's right. If you count them, Shabbos, 1, Rosh Chodesh, 2, 7 days of Pesach, 9, Shavuos, 10, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, 12, Yom Kippur, 13, 8 days of Sukkot, 13 plus 8 equals?
21.
21 days. That in this week's Parsha, we're going to read the most extensive list of the holidays, which comes to 21 days. And says Oyv Yisrael, Ve'elu ha'kaf alav yom, these 21 days, of the Bein HaMitzarim, hem mikorim sharashim lehem, these 21 days directly correlate to the 21 essential joyous days of the Jewish calendar. 21 of them. Dina Iksiv, my Rav, Tuvcha Sher Tzafan Talariacha. In the world that we live in now, with the 21 days of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, they're revealed. But they all have an inner hidden light that is their essence, that in the world we live in now is still hidden. That's these 21 days. These 21 days are the hidden joyous days, are the hidden energy which fuels the fire of those 21 days that are revealed. And currently in the world we live in the world of exile, in the world that's not yet perfected, the world that's not yet refined, so these 21 days are hidden. However, there's a Havtacha, and that's from the Navi Zechariah. The Navi Zechariah tells us that La'asid Lavo, in the future, the Navi Zechariah tells us in the future that these days will be transformed into Yemei Simcha. These days will be transformed to be the most joyous days of the entire year. That the fast of Tzoma Revi, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Asiri, all of those fast days will be transformed into Yemei Simcha, into days of joy and sason and celebration. They're going to become the most wonderful days. And says the. Oy Yisrael, Al Pi Anir Le'al Mavur She'elo Kaf Aleph Yom Hem Yamim Tovim Gedolim Ma'od. These are wonderful days. They're days of such goodness, such beauty. Ach Ba'avanu Seinu Harabim. But because of our sins, because of our imperfection, because of the imperfect reality of the world that we live in currently, Adayin Ein Anu Ru'uyim Lehem V'Tuvayu Ganuz B'Gavayu. They're still hidden. They're not yet revealed. But if through our tshuva, through recognizing the power of these days, recognizing the koch, recognizing the inner light that's hidden during these days, as you kaf alef yom, these 21 days will once again be revealed as unbelievable days, but it requires us facing them. It requires us going through them. We can't turn our face away from them. We can't just ignore them, right? Unfortunately, there's people, right? This is, you know, the 3 weeks always come out during, you know, the world's summer vacation. Summer vacation, right? People are traveling. People are enjoying. People are, you know, it's a wonderful time, right? But Klal Yisrael, I always like to say, the Gemara in Brachos says that we say the Bracha in Kriyat Shema, the Brachos of Kriyat Shema, in the morning we always say Yotzer Oru Vrechoshe Choshem Vesakol. So the Gemara Brachos goes through all of those different things. The Gemara says, why do we say Yotzer Oru Vrechoshe? The Gemara, and we say it at night as well. Maver Yom Vilayla. The Gemara Brachos says that Kedei Lahazkir Midas Yom Balayla Midas Laila Bayom. That we have to remember the daytime when it's night, and we have to remember the nighttime when it's day. And I always love to say that this also appears in the Jewish calendar as well, that during the darkest, coldest time of the year, namely the winter, what does Klal Yisrael do? We light candles. We show how that time is really a time full of light, the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And during the lightest, brightest, most joyous, happy, chilled out time of the year, what does Klal Yisrael do? We have 3 weeks of mourning, 3 weeks of darkness, 3 weeks of pain and anguish, 3 weeks of remembering the Chorban, remembering destruction. Why? Because we are always connected to a deeper reality. And we got to face it. We got to face it and we got to feel it. And says the Oy Yisrael, if we do that properly, then these 21 days, these days of Beit HaMitzrayim, where we're trapped, then they'll be revealed as beautiful Yamim Tovim, those 21 days connected to 21 Yamim Tovim that are revealed in Parshas Pinchas. And we'll finish. Okay, we're going to have to skip a very, very beautiful idea from the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Likutei Sichos about the concept of Gvul and Meitzar. We'll skip that. We'll just finish with a few lines from Reb Nachman of Breslov. Reb Nachman of Breslov says in Likutei Moharan, Madur Kama, the first part of Likutei Moharan, Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, 195, he says the following, and this is the name of our shir, and with this we'll finish. Batsar Hirchav Tali, the Pasuk in Tilim says, in the narrowness, in this stuck time, this time when we're stuck, this time of Bein HaMetzarim, this time of Tsar, this time when we're stuck, Hirchav Tali, you widen it for me, right? So the simple meaning is that from our narrowness, out of that came a wideness, came a harchava, came a time of expansiveness and joy and simcha. But says Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, Hainu shagama feel even deeper. Hagama filu b'hatzara ba'atzma. That even when we're in the tzara, even when we're in that narrowness, that trapped reality, that time of feeling the adversity, the chorban, Hashem Yisbarach marachiv lanu. Even there, when we're in the tzara, we need to know that Hashem Yisbarach is marachiv lanu. Hashem is giving us expansiveness in the narrowness. Ki mistakel adam al chazde Hashem. That if a person looks closely at the chazde Hashem, at the kindnesses of God, Yira, he'll see she'afilu be'esh Hashem Yisbarach meitzer lo. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us meitzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us narrowness, we're a little bit trapped, we're a little bit in exile, we're a little bit in chorban, we're a little bit in galus, we're a little bit feeling the pain, the suffering, we're reliving the difficulties. But when a Jew looks closely in that reality, gam batzar ba'atzma, Hashem Yisbarach marachiv lo, he'll realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him their expansiveness as well. U'magdil chasdo imo, and he's giving him great kindness in that moment as well. V'zeh b'tzar chavtali. During the tzar, during the Yemei Ben HaMetzar, mir chavtali, you're giving me expansiveness. Meaning to say that when a Jew looks this time and feels the chorban, feels the galus, it's not as a result of that you'll feel expansiveness and that will lead to geula. No, it's in that narrowness itself, when a person feels that, that in that moment, by facing it, a person will also feel the incredible expansiveness in the tzar, in the Yibayim and Mitzarim. Afilu b'toch ha-tzar ba'atzma, nasata li harchava b'socha. Milvad shanu mitzav m'shem yisbarach, yoshienu b'karov mikol ha-tzaros. And even though, for sure, we are mitzapel or mitzapel Yeshua. We yearn and we long that Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us ultimate salvation from all of the tzaros, from all of the narrowness, from this time of mitzarim, this time of the straits, this time of being stuck in gullus, our own personal gullus, our national gullus, right? The coronavirus, being quarantined, right? Where a lot of gullus people are feeling in this reality, right? And we daven that it should all come to an end. However, says Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, and this is the idea that all the Hasidic masters are really pointing at, Ach afilu gam ba'atzara ba'atzma marchiv lanu. But we also need to realize an even deeper truth, that namely in the midst of the tzara, in the midst of the tzara, in the midst of the Yemei Ben HaMetzarim, like we said from the Bnei Yisachar, like we said from the O Yisrael, like we said from the Tzaddikim, underneath that is an incredible light, an incredible power of Tov, an incredible power of Chesed, of Avas Hashem. Like the Gemara tells us that at the moment, and this will finish, the Gemara tells us at the moment of, this is also brought down by the Ohr Yisrael, it's brought down by many tzaddikim, but the Gemara says at the moment of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, they looked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they saw what? They saw the Kruvim embraced with one another. And that revealed that it wasn't an act of hatred or an act of anger or an act of Hashem totally betraying the Jewish people. That even in the real essence of Chorban, in the real essence, in the real deepest essence of Chorban, of destruction, of exile, that we experienced and we continue to experience today, till this day, Mirtz Hashem, by the time the 3 weeks start, Mashiach will already be here, and we'll experience this year, the revealed simcha of the 3 weeks. But even during the Chorban, Hashem was showing us, I love you so much. And this is a unique expression of love that we have to connect to, and we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is here too, and that this time period will be Nepach, will be transformed to days of Simcha and Sason, only as a result of us realizing the love and the connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us and continues to show us when we really face the Chorban, when we really face the pain and the tzar, the narrowness of these times. And Mirtz Hashem, in the merit of our avoda, of the Yemei Ben HaMetzarim, and really facing it and connecting to our history, connecting to the pain, will be zocha to bring out the deep good and sweetness that lies within. Should be zocha to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the ultimate nechama of Klal Yisrael once and for all, b'mher b'yameinu.
Yashar koach, Rav.
I'm gonna call it at the end, but sounds great.